Good morning. I am Skip Lepore. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Thank you so much for taking this time to invest in you, becoming the best that you can be, thinking about your life, thinking about where you want to go, and how you're going to get there. Are you spending your time in the most effective and efficient manner to help you get to where you really want to go in your life? Are you starting to think about it? Hey, is this the highest and best use of my time? Are these things sinking in? This is your time for you. This is time for both me and you, two like-minded people to get together, to dedicate time sharpening the saw, so to speak, right? So many people pulling us in so many different directions, so many responsibilities, so many distractions. I've talked about that many times, from Facebook to Twitter to Texas, so many distractions. This is the time it's our ritual, something we do every single day to think about us, where we're going, what we need to do to become the total package, to be make our man formation, to be more than just muscle, both inside and outside the gym. We want to become our very best. With so many places you could have clicked on the internet, so many people you could be listening to right now, you're taking the time to listen to me. I'm flattered by that, and I appreciate that, and I will not let you down. Hey, thanks for spreading the word about this Morning Connection podcast and everything that I'm doing to help you create value in your life with your likes, shares, retweets. They really make a difference. My post, my pictures, the icon for this Morning Connection podcast, when you like it, it shows up in your timeline. So many people see it. So thank you for that. Thank you for the emails. The emails are something that I really appreciate. They're really giving me that enthusiasm that I'm right on the right track, so I can really pour it on and really add even more value to this Morning Connection podcast. Hey, thank you for reciprocating all this effort I put into you, all this value I provide every single day by supporting Skip Lepore's Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement line, sports nutrition line. Thank you so much for your support in the past and your continued support. All right. So this is our ritual. This is what we do every single morning. Hopefully you're now budgeting a certain time to download this, put it in your iPod, in your phone, and it just becomes a pattern, something that you do every single day. Maybe, hopefully, if that's what you're working towards, like you go to the gym at a certain time or you eat meals at a certain time. You know, that focus, those disciplines that you put into building your physique, hopefully you're doing this to build your mind, all right? We're making our man formation, and we're more than just muscles, right? Right? We like to play up our strengths, camouflage our weaknesses, right? Not ignore them, right? We don't need to show the world all our weaknesses. We want to present ourselves in the best light. We want to present ourselves in the best light to ourselves by focusing on our strength, how we can bolster them, how we can take even more chances to use them, right? Use our strengths in that way. And then behind the scenes, you know, we're very well aware of what we need to do to become better individuals, become better at what we do. So we know our weaknesses and we're working on them behind the scenes. And why are we doing all this? We're doing all this for more options in life. All those things in life that we say we want, whatever that is for you, what may be important to you in your life may not be important to me. Maybe what is important to you in your life right now, maybe that was important to me when I was your age or going through the stage of life that you're going through, where it's not now. So what's important to me, what's important to you may be totally different. And I totally respect if people take the time to think about what they really want in life. What's it my business, or why do I care what makes them happy? I encourage you to put a lot of thought into that. I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. Sometimes we work hard, we're good people, And we're going towards things that we think will make us happy. And maybe if we put a little bit more thought into it, we could probably get there a little bit more efficiently, happily, and in a more direct route, right? So this is our time. So, you know, I started this new discipline within this discipline of this ritual to ask you a couple questions as you review your day at the end of every day, and then hopefully in the future, you know it's this ritual, this exercise, this discipline, you know when it's happening. So I didn't do this yesterday. I want to make sure that I follow through. Is what was your greatest accomplishment yesterday? Big, small, in between, what was your greatest accomplishment? Take a moment to think about that right now. When we can start appreciating all the things that we do well at the time, it really makes this journey a lot more enjoyable. And again, it's like when I don't know what it's like for you, but when I push myself, I set goals, and I do something, even with my high standards, that even impresses me. I mean, that's what creates self-confidence. Not when you do something that other people think is a big deal and you don't think is a big deal. That's just what you do, and actually you want to achieve that times 100, right? So it doesn't matter what impresses other people. When you do things that impress you, right, that's what builds confidence. So what was that big thing, small thing, something in between that you did yesterday that impressed you, all right? So that's the first question that I'm going to ask you every morning during this Morning Connection podcast. Take the time to think about it. Again, by podcast 100, you'll know right when it's done that day. And send me an email. Are you already, just a couple of podcasts into this, already starting to do that? Okay, so what's your greatest accomplishment yesterday? And then what's your, you know, the experience that you had yesterday, that feeling, that moment, that you went, wow, life is cool, or this journey I'm on, that's cool, or people are cool, or this business, or my job, it's just cool, or I don't know, the sunrise is great, awesome. What was that moment for you that just made you feel alive, all right, that this is why you're working so hard, this is what they've always told you about life was supposed to be like? What was that moment for you? You know, for me, one accomplishment that I had yesterday was, and I mentioned this before on podcast, previous podcast last few days, is that I have all these projects that I need to do, and I like to gravitate towards the things that I'm very familiar with and the things that I do well, right? Like maybe this podcast is something I really enjoy, so I'll always make the time to do this first thing in the morning. Again, I have to always evaluate, is this the highest and best use of my time? Am I rationalizing, doing things that really aren't leading me to my results, my overall goals? They just keep me busy and keep me happy in the moment, all right? And so I've had a couple of projects that I just had to do, but it was a whole different skill set than I'm used to. And I really, like I said, I'm always stretching myself, always doing new things. Seems that as an entrepreneur, I mean, 80% of your time is doing something you've never done before. You have to build up this confidence that you can indeed do it, and then you go through the steps. And I know through experience that when I do things that I know I must do, that I'm very excited about, confident of, I know that this is an important step in my business, I already know that I'm going to try it 15 times before I get it right. And I'm going to grind myself, and it's going to take me, on the 16th try is when I'm going to finally figure it out. And then I get to put, you know, that tool, that skill now into my toolbox, so to speak, to use later. And that's when I use it later. Hopefully it won't be too far in the future, because if I develop this whole skill set by finally figuring out this puzzle, this combination, like lock on how to do this particular project, if it's too long before I do it again, I'm going to have to, even though I did it, it took me 15 tries of doing it, not doing it, not figuring out, and I had to persist and get it on the 16th time, right? Well, if I wait too long and do it again in 2 months, then it's only going to take me, I don't know, 10, 11 times of doing it wrong before I figure it out. So sometimes when I have certain projects, it's like I just put them off because I know that's part of the process, and you, so should you. And you know, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, that's just part of the process. You don't do anything just right the first time, but you got to be so enthusiastic, be so committed, and have so much belief that this is going to take whatever it is, your business, your school, your life, whatever, to the next level, that you're willing to go through that, right? So I finally, you know, had some deadlines. Deadlines, again, another lesson that's important that made me step up and do this thing. And I finally did it, and I sat back and I said, yeah, I'm the man. Who's the man? I'm the man, right? I mean, because this thing just turned out beautifully. I mean, I figured out how to do this whole skill set that I think I paid somebody like $900 to do, you know, just, I don't know, 5 or 6 months ago. So that was my thing. What is it for you? What can you pat yourself on the back about, right? It's important that you do that. What did you do that impressed even you with your high standards? And then as far as my experience is concerned, a lot of people following these podcasts, a lot of people are following my emails, and a woman approached me in the gym, and she talked about this project that I have, this book that I'm writing, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, My Pain is Your Gain. And I've talked a lot about this whole manformation, more than just muscles theme that I'm putting out there, is that you want to be the best you, both inside and outside of the gym. And also that you, fitness is a way to enhance your life. Life has its challenges in the present, in the future, maybe in your childhood, in your past, or growing up, or past relationships as an adult. It's going to bring you challenges, as you probably know. And a lot of us who really get dedicated, I mean, totally focused with all the meals and the Tupperware and never missing a workout and going on a trip and having to schedule our workout, whatever it takes. I mean, those of us who get to that level many times, and this isn't for everybody, it's therapy. It's a way of escaping. We're taking refuge from those life challenges, right? And then we get really good at it. And it's a nice, safe place to go that makes us feel good. And I just talk about that being a short-term solution. You know, you're going to have to, one day, whatever it is that is challenging you, if you're going to ever have that total quality of life, you have to look at, you know, your approach to fitness, the whole lifestyle, in a way that just enhances your life. It augments your life. It doesn't take over, and it's not something that helps you ignore all the things that you need to address. And I'll talk a lot about that. Talk about my journey. And, you know, it was one of those moments for me because, and one thing is I need to hurry up and get this out. You know, the more I talk about this, I'm starting to see, you know, my distinctions, these things that I'm coming up with, they're being tweeted and quoted. They're not necessarily crediting me as the source, right? But anyway, so I want to hurry up and get this out. I really think that if you're the type of person to connect with me in this manner, to listen to these podcasts, we're probably going in the same direction. And I'm pretty sure to some degree that you'll be able to benefit from my journey, the things that took me a lot of work on myself to figure out. So you can get to that point sooner rather than later. And I continue to work on things. The journey is never over. You know, but getting back to that experience is that, you know, she said, hey, that's a really good thing that you're doing. And the conversation first started off where, you know, maybe she was a little bit distant, like, hey, you are doing a good thing for generically all of us, or even pushing away from her, fitness people. Right, and how it is, and I just kind of I happen to know a little bit, just through casual conversation, a little bit about her story, and I could tell that this was something that was really hitting home. And I just talked a little bit about it, and I can just see, I could just see a little bit of tears welling up in her eyes. And, one thing I wanted to make sure that I said to her is that I said, look, you know, the thing is that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you get this. It doesn't matter if you're young or you're old. What's really just important is just making these breakthroughs, and the best is yet to come in the future. You know, it was important to me that, you know, people shouldn't lament about opportunities past. And I know that sometimes that's challenging. It's all about, what's in front of you, being the best that you can be from this day forward. That's really the best that you can do. It's probably some of the best advice that I ever got. It was from a girlfriend at the time. I was like 31 years old. I was working at my full-time job, management, stressful job, 50, 60, whatever hours a week. And I was really pushing my bodybuilding career, not just the competing. I was competing a lot. But also, you know, with the magazine writing and everything that I had going. And I mean, I barely slept back in those days because I had to manage both ends, where what I had built my life to at that point, which created, you know, responsibility, and then where I wanted to go. And I just remember her parents, very respectful people. I really respected them. So coming from them, it really made a lot of difference. And I don't really remember the conversation. I remember where I was. And at the time, I can see that picture in my mind. And I just remember whatever I said, it was like, oh man, when am I ever going to make it? I'm putting all this work. Things are even working out. When am I ever going to quote unquote make it? And they both just, you know, pulled me aside and said, Skip, look, you are going to make it. It's just a matter of time. And I thought that was very nice. I mean, heard things like that before at that time. But it was about when, it has to happen now. I felt I was so old at that age or whatever. And they said, you know what? It doesn't matter when you make it. Once you make it, everything in the past, it won't matter. So you just have to worry about making it, whether that's 31 or 35 or 45 or whatever. And that was probably some of the best advice that I ever got. It kept me working forward and not thinking that, oh, time has just slipped by, or even if I do, you know, even if I do accomplish this. I mean, how many of you think that wherever you want to go in life, you should have been there 5 years ago, or you're getting too old? And I know that feeling, whether you're 21, 26, 31, 38, 45, like you should have been there a long time ago. And if you're like me, what I was thinking, and I still challenge this thinking sometimes, is that, you know what, even if I'm still going to work hard on my goal, I'm still going to make it happen. But even if I do, it's really just came 10 years too late. Can you identify with that? Is it those thoughts, even though you're not giving up on your goals, you know, you still have the challenge, you're still working hard, it's still no guarantee, but you're committed. But in the back of your mind, you're saying, well, even if I do accomplish this, it's really 3 years too late, or 10 years after I said I was going to do it. Those type of thoughts were haunting me at the time. And it was kind of, whether very consciously or in the back of my mind, it was kind of robbing me of the victory when I finally did succeed, if not, you know, take away from my motivation to keep on keeping on. Right. And so it's so true, though. I don't care. There's no goal that I've ever reached. There's no goal that I ever reached that I did it ahead of schedule. There's not one. Every one has been 3, 5, whatever, 10 years later. So that's number one, if I lessen the experience. The point, though, that I'm making, and, you know, hopefully this is helpful to you, hopefully this will make the same impact on you that it did for me when that ex-girlfriend's parents told me these things. It just made me think. And what I realized is that once you accomplish that goal, the whole strife and the whole journey and all the pain and everything that you went through, all that angst, will I ever make it? I tried it 10 times and I failed, or I'm letting myself down, I'm letting my family, whatever you're going through as you're going through this journey, once you accomplish it, that's all over with. It's all over with, whether it's 2 years or 5 years or 10 years after you thought you were going to do it. I think that's just really important to remember. It's important to remember for a couple of reasons. So you just keep on, you know, just keeping on. You just keep on keeping on, and don't lessen your experience. Like, well, I'm going to make this goal, but it's not as good as it should have been, right? And you may not even be conscious of that. But the second thing is, you know, once you accomplish that goal, you probably, more than likely in your mind, have been thinking about achieving it, what it would feel like, what you'd think of yourself, how people would respond to you, all of the great things that would happen out of it. You played that victory in your mind 1,000 times before it actually happens. So many times it's not going to feel as wonderful, because it's like, you know, it's like, I don't know what you like ice cream, if you like ice cream, you know, chocolate ice cream or whatever, right? You know, once you've tasted that ice cream, I don't know, 3 days in a row, it doesn't taste the way that it did that first spoonful after not eating ice cream for 3 years. I mean, that first spoonful probably just tastes awesome, right? But after, you know, 3 days, still great ice cream, right? Just, you know, you're kind of used to it. And that's how visualization works, is that in working towards a goal, and, you know, while you're getting up early in the morning and staying up late and you're pushing, you're visualizing, you're getting a taste of that ice cream. You're not getting the real taste, but your mind is getting a real taste of it. So when it finally happens, it's most times it's not necessarily going to live up to what you played up into your mind. That's fine. All right. That's fine. You accomplish it. That's great. Later on, you know, and this is, you know, a lot of the things that I accomplished, like, for example, in bodybuilding, actually a lot of things. You know, the other day I posted for free this hour and 15-minute seminar on the mindset, the top 10 qualities, characteristics, and actions of a powerful alpha male leader, right? And so I listened to that thing for the first time in a long time, and I thought, oh, wow, what a great delivery. Wow, how much time did I spend coming up with that material? I mean, how it was presented, its order, its flow, you know, how I explained it, the stories, and I did that in an hour and 15 minutes. A lot of work went into that, right? And, you know, looking, you know, back, it's like a lot more impressive to me now than when I finished it, right? Same thing with maybe my contest victories. Right, and everything I accomplished in bodybuilding, you know, it's probably something I appreciate a lot more now than maybe I did right at the time, for those reasons. And here's the other point: I know that as you're going for your dreams, you're working hard, you're more than likely getting mentors or coaches or people who inspire you. You're probably tapping into that resource to drive you to fuel you to finally reach your goal, right? And you talk to them, and sometimes you get a little, baffled. Like, wow, they don't really appreciate their victory. Or, man, they make it seem so easy. Why is this so hard for me? Why am I going through this grind? They're talking to me like it's no big deal. Maybe I'm just weak. They're superhuman beings. Maybe I don't look at my grind the way they're talking about it right now. Mine is really grinding. They're looking, hey, I understand, but just keep on keeping on. Whatever they say, you're thinking, wow, either they're a superhuman or there's something wrong with me. The thing you need to remember, and is I really do believe, to get where you want to go, you need to hang around those people who inspire you, to push you to an even higher level than you even thought of. Sometimes your standards just aren't high enough. Sometimes my standards just aren't high enough. We need to be around those creative thinkers, those people that just got outrageous with their thoughts and dreams and goals, right? They had so many, their balls were so much bigger than ours. And then they showed that they could do it, and they showed all the rest of us. And so that's how it works. And they do it, and hey, I can do that too, right? So you need to take advantage of those people that had those balls, had those visions, maybe while you were concentrating on other things in your life. They focused on that one thing, and they showed us what was possible, right? You should hang around those type of people, those type of mentors to get you thinking bigger, right? But one thing I just want you to remember is that, you know, they're not, once they accomplish that, it's over, right? And they're on to the next big thing. So they may make it seem it's a lot easier. So there's nothing wrong with you, because it seems to be so much more of a grind, so much more of a challenge than they're making it seem like when they did it, right? It's just because, hey, once you've made it, it doesn't matter anymore, all that grind you went in the past. That's how they're feeling. That's how they're presenting. They're moving on to the next thing. One thing that I try to do as your friend or coach or mentor is I really, you know, I've got this sheet of paper that I write down all these qualities. This was a tip that I got actually from a seminar that I went to, business seminar, a couple months ago. And it said, write out who your ideal demographic person is. Give that person a name. What's he like? His likes, interests, his strengths, his weaknesses. So I kind of wrote this out. And that's where I direct my conversation. My thoughts have this imaginary person who I think can most benefit from my experiences, right? Who, if I can just be genuine and me and tell my story, not trying to, you know, be flexible. Okay, she wants this. He's in that demographic. He wants that. He's just starting out. Just talk to a guy, and a guy who could benefit by me just spilling out all my experiences. I mean, that's when you really connect, right? And so, you know, part of when I connect on these podcasts is I really try to connect with your pain. I try to take myself back there when I was just like you in your position, regardless of what I've accomplished. And I, you know, for a moment, I mean, then I got to get off the podcast or off the internet. And then I got to face my challenges, right? I got to get back into where I need to go. But for that moment, while I'm coaching, mentoring, being your friend on a podcast, I really try to connect with what you're going through and not make it sound so easy, like, eh, no big deal. I mean, all the stress, all the strain, all the angst that you're going through, will I finally make it? I try to put myself back in there and give you the thoughts and actions that I did to finally bust through. Sometimes I can't help it because I'm no longer associated with the pain, right? But I really try to do my best that I'm there with you, brother. Man, I know what you're going through. But the good thing that you should take out of that is, man, once you make it, all that pain is gone. All this pain that you're going through right now, it's gone. It's forgotten. It's like it never happened. Actually, it's something that just builds your character, something that one of those things that impresses you. Oh, yeah, I had all this angst. I had all this self-doubting throughout this journey, but I just kept on keeping on. It'll be one of those things that impresses you and builds your confidence because you finally made it, right? So I hope you have a good day. Hey, thanks for connecting this, man. Remember, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to make it, as long as you make it. All right, I got a big day today. I got another one of those things that I put aside those new projects that I make way too much bigger and got to tackle that. I got one of those, got a lot of things. Going to be out of town for the first time, only for a day, though. 2 days is going to the Mr. Olympia contest in Las Vegas. It's going to be the first time away from my daughter, who turned 1 month old yesterday. And so got a lot of things I got to get going to prepare for that, a lot of deadlines before I leave town, and also got, you know, got the greatest wife in the world, the greatest mother in the world. I'm going to break away from work for a couple hours and take the baby and have her get to the gym, get out of the house, take care of her. It's my job to help make sure that she takes care of herself, and I do whatever it takes to help her take care of herself. And so maybe working until 1 o'clock in the morning, just in time to do this all again tomorrow, right? This morning, Connection Podcast. So have a great day. And again, we'll connect again tomorrow.